This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will add a $1 fee to the cost of daily vehicle passes. The price change has rolled out at half a dozen state parks this weekend. Travis Duncan with CPW says record high visitation numbers have strained resources. He says the money will help deal with the impact of millions more people visiting the state parks this year.
There's been a lot of trash. So that's one of the biggest things, is just keeping up with the maintenance of the parks, of the wear and tear on facilities. I don't know if it's necessarily a case of people acting any worse this year than they necessarily normally do, but we've definitely had more people outside.
The affected sites are Lake Pueblo, Golden Gate Canyon, Staunton, Castlewood Canyon, Roxborough, and Highline State Parks. The Denver Broncos' disappointing season ends today at home against the Raiders. CPR's Vic Vella reports on the decisions ahead for the team after another year with a losing record.
Four straight losing seasons now for the Broncos, and fans are restless. Denver's defense has been pretty good, but their offense doesn't seem to have an identity. And it's still very much a question whether Drew Locke is the long-term answer at quarterback after an inconsistent year. The Broncos will also have a big decision on whether to keep defensive star Von Miller, and head coach Vic Fangio is on the hot seat as well, but he says he expects to be back next year. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Both Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the low 50s today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC News.